50. You know the kids expect to see those Christmas cookies and gingerbread men at the table. So get your order in today. Don't forget to show your love to Santa with Liggers cookies. If the kids prefer to decorate cookies themselves, Liggers sells mini sugar cookie shapes to help add something special to do with the family this year. They have so many cake flavors to choose from. White, chocolate, caramel, coconut, strawberry, red velvet, German chocolate, pound cakes, not to mention the delicious pies that go great with this time of year. Liggers is one of the only places in town to get the state of Alabama's Lane Cake. Visit Liggers Bakery on Facebook and follow them on Instagram. Call Liggers and place your order today, 288-6550, or come by in the Gay Meadow Shopping Center on McGee Road, 288-6550. Come home for the holidays. Come on home to Liggers.
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman, here with a holiday tip. Shopping for gifts can be frustrating, especially when the person you're looking for can be a real jackass. This year, get them something more fitting, like a pile of cat. Or my favorite, a firm, well-placed kick in the crotch berries. Not only will you be giving them what they deserve, but my gut tells me you'll never have to shop for them again. Happy holidays.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
F-5. Stand by for news.
I'm Mary Corsetti. President-elect Joe Biden describing Friday's November U.S. jobs report as grim and dire. It shows a slowdown in economic growth for the fifth straight month. In a speech in Wilmington, Delaware, Biden insists Americans need help now.
The folks out there aren't looking for a handout. They just need help. They're in trouble through no fault of their own. Nothing they did caused them to have hours cut or lose their job or drop
off. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi not passing a stimulus package holding out for socialist crap, Joe. That's what happened!
Pentagon announcing that a majority of the roughly 700 U.S. troops in Somalia will be leaving early next year. Plus, a member of Georgia U.S. Senator Kelly Loeffler's staff has been killed in a car crash. The news coming from Vice President Mike Pence at a rally for Loeffler in Savannah today. America is listening to Fox News.
Screw off. Here's something festive.
Here comes menopause, here comes menopause. My wife's gone insane. Yelling and screaming with hot flashes. She's just not the same. Moods are changing, there's complaining. Nothing's merry and bright. So get some Advil, give her space, and forget about sex tonight. Here comes menopause, here comes menopause, just like a freight train. Doors are slammed and things are thrown, so open up the veins. Wish it ends soon and she's better, you just don't want to fight. So jump in bed and cover your head and hope that she don't bite.
You want some chocolate, Rosie?
No.
We've got 15 pounds of Reese's since Eddie's not here.
Yeah, Reese's sticks.
Sticks!
Yeah.
Yeah, the Reese's sticks are delicious.
Oh, they are.
Notice, I only had one.
I saw that. What? Very disciplined.
Well, look, I'm out there pedaling my ass on my bike every afternoon.
Oh, you've earned it, man. You earned more than one. You've earned two.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm trying to protect that. I'm trying to make progress, and I slowly am. Slowly am. Knows a little more room in shirts and pants and stuff like that.
Sweet, man.
So I will still indulge. I'm not on a crash diet or anything like that. It's not that the doctor said, you better lose 50 pounds or you're going to be dead in 6 months.
Mm.
It's not that. But, yeah, I don't want to get into that sense of giving myself permission to overdo it.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, what's the
it's
point?
Easy.
What's the point of climbing Mount Heartbreak in fifth gear?
Yes! Where's the book? Sign it for me.
I gotta get somebody to take a picture of me on that thing. My daughter and her mother, probably just to laugh at me, want to see a
picture
of me.
No, everybody wants to see it, man. I mean, and it's even better that you're doing it every day. Rain, cold, you're like the mailman, dude.
I'll tell you what, I want to thank the Steinhauers. They own Montgomery Multisport in Peppertree, and I really didn't know where to start. I wanted something basic that wasn't, you know, for, like, racing and that kind of
right.
stuff. I just need a good...
No Lance Armstrong.
This thing is... Yeah.
Not yet.
There goes Greg at 50 miles an hour. down Old Pump Road.
No helmet.
Now, I think... And this is not a diss. I'm just saying, every once in a while you're in a situation where you got to give your address to somebody. Hi, I live at 5682 Old Pump Road. I beg your pardon? Old Pump Road. And
which is not your address, by the way.
No, nobody, no, that's a made-up address. There's right. No such thing. But I think if I was an aging boomer, I would probably have a mental issue with living on a place called Old Pump Road.
And twice a day, Millbrook.
Yeah, well, that sounds like Never Never Land, Old Pump Road. Just... I talked to Gary Garvin today. We're going to give away that blower next week.
Okay.
And I have until Monday to come up with... I want to do something. This is a great gift. It's a great thing to give away. Next week, we have a Christmas party at Baumhauer's on Wednesday night. We got a lot to give away for that. You have all that stuff, right?
Yes.
Do you hear the attitude I got?
Uh-huh.
I didn't give like, you address.
She should have snapped some fingers.
There was attitude there.
No, there wasn't.
I mean, it might have been because of that song.
Oh.
No.
she wrapped up the candy.
I was like, yes, of course. I'm on your rocket ship to success. Why would I not have the prizes that you gave me to hold dear until Wednesday?
The rocket to success was a while back.
Is.
This is more like the SpaceX project now.
Ooh.
Oh, that's
moving on
better.
Up, man.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of space, I got a doctor for your next doctor, okay? Dr. Spock.
Right. We have not used Benjamin Spock.
We haven't used Dr. Seuss either.
Hey.
No.
And if you can do made-up ones, you got Dr. Spotlow.
No, so far we have used doctor names that are famous. Yeah. Like today was Dr. Hook.
Yeah, man. You had Dr. Scholes.
Dr. John. And this week we honored two very significant medical figures, Christian Bernard and Barney Clark.
Yeah.
Who underwent the first artificial heart transplant.
Ooh.
And gained an extra 112 days in this world because of it.
That's awesome.
Those are big deals. You see, we hear about transplants and all the things they can do today. I have lived through periods of time where when these things were first on the news, it was a big freaking deal.
When was the first heart transplant?
I believe, if I remember from the timeline today, it was around 72.
Wow, man.
Might have been 79. I'm not sure. I love this. Here's the fat-ass governor. He makes Bill Barr look like...
He got some chins.
Several. Illinois Governor Fat Bastard, Governor Prickster, holding a press conference before jetting off to his luxury vacation home. And these people get elected by Democrats.
December 10th and December 17th for Pfizer and Moderna, respectively. About 6 weeks ago, October 21st, Dr. Ezekiel and I presented to you...
That doesn't have that specific comment, but look at this down here. Ever notice he looks like Fat Bastard from Austin Powers?
Oh!
Get in my belly.
He does.
He does, just like him, man.
Absolutely does.
And I've never had a clue what that guy's name was. I always thought you were picking on him, but his name is Pritzker.
Get in my belly!
Yeah, Prickster is right. Crudad.
Yes, sir.
What's up?
In case anybody is, after the holidays, develops a jelly belly, they need to go see Dr. Sigmund Azebo.
Ah, yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
He can at least...
He's really good at helping diagnose if you have a jelly belly.
We'll recommend him to our friend.
I don't know. Spotlight. Have you heard of Roy Wood? Seth, do you know who Roy Wood is?
No clue, man.
Okay. You haven't heard Sigmund Azebo. Okay. Okay.
I know who he is. I've heard a couple of his, but...
All right. Well, that's Roy Wood out of Birmingham.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the guy's absolutely hilarious, but you can't do that fun stuff anymore because the FCC will get very, very upset with you.
No, it's not the language that's the issue with those. It's you cannot ambush somebody with a prank radio phone call without first telling them, by the way, we are recording you and you are on the air. I wasn't a fan of that kind of stuff.
Jerky boys kind of stuff.
Yeah, could not do it. Too many. Look, have you ever heard the prank call that went wrong?
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah, that was the call that brought this to the attention of the FCC, this one right
here. I don't
here.
Even know about that one.
Listen, here.
Hello, Lois. This is Mike. I'm the personnel director here at your husband's work.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm fine. And how are you?
Fine.
Lois, are you sitting down?
Yes.
Well, I have some bad news.
What do you mean, bad news? Bob's okay, isn't he?
Well, actually, that's why I called to talk to you. It's about Bob, and I know that he's been an employee here for a very long time, but I'm afraid we're going to have to let Bob go.
What do you mean? Wait, that's not very fair. He's been very loyal to you.
Look, I can understand you feeling that way.
Feeling that way? You don't understand. We just had a baby.
No, I understand that.
This is a very hard time to do this kind of a thing.
Yes, it is, but Bob has kind of forced our hand on this.
Why are you firing him?
We caught him doing his secretary on his office desk.
Oh, that son of a...
Look, I know you're upset.
Upset is not the word. That stupid rotten... I can't believe this.
He's on his way home right now, and when he's going to need your support.
I'm going to change the locks on the door. I'm throwing his outside on the front lawn. He can just have it all. I'm not even going to be here when he gets back. And now, I don't feel so bad about... his brother.
Lewis, Casey and Rod.
Lord have mercy.
Hey, Casey and Rod, that was a tight call. A little bit too late, you two idiots.
Oh, man, they should have stopped her in the beginning.
No, I'd never heard that one.
Well, that's the reason that...
The closest I've heard to that was when, I think it was on the Billy show, and they had, the prank was this. Somebody had told them that a lady was waiting for cable installation, and they called her up and pretended to be the cable installers, and they were going to let her know they were so sorry that they were not going to be able to make it that day because they forgot that they had already paid their tickets for the fishing tournament, and they just weren't going to be able to make it that day. And she said, well, I've stayed home all day waiting on you guys. They said, oh, well, we'll come back another day, but just right now, we got to go fishing. She was very upset.
I don't think it's right to do that to people.
Oh, no.
Well, I agree. It's
I
not.
Had one that was the guys from K-Rock. He called the president of France and acted like he was Jerry Lewis. And some lady, the secretary, answered, and they actually got him on the phone and talked to him for a while. And, yeah. Ooh-wee.
Well, because Jerry Lewis was big in France.
Yeah.
Crawdad, got to run. Thank you for the call, buddy.
Before you go, sir.
Yes.
Remind us one more time about how it was when you worked at the diner, please. The story.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks, man.
Let's see. We'll play the U-Haul on the transatlantic highway with Dr. Zeebo. And the diner...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One love, man.
hang on one second. Got to find
this. Eddie is going to miss all that chocolate.
No, he'll get it tomorrow.
Oh, good point.
It is 5:13, and we're doing the key lime pies again.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he placed an order for 10.
Oh, is that for the Millbrook?
Not for himself.
Oh, okay.
That's for Millbrook.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So we'll be in baking mode this week. It is 5:14. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard has huge warehouse, first constructed over half a century ago by Dick McAdam, who was a visionary. He said, this is going to be the heart of the city. The Eastern Boulevard is going to be the heart of the city at some point. And if we build this warehouse here, we'll be convenient to everybody. And that's really how it worked out. They... opened by bringing in all types of flooring straight from manufacturers to them with no middlemen or jobbers to take their cut. And that's allowed them to sell wholesale priced flooring and in the process build their own team of installers. So from beginning to end, it's all Georgia Floors Direct. Navigating that huge warehouse full of choices made easy by Jeff Mallinson and the team he's built. Their customer service is top-notch. Visit them on Facebook, see the latest offerings, and some decorating ideas for your home. Great people, great value, Great results. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's.
And now, another flashback favorite on News Talk.
I'm just thinking of that restaurant I worked at in Pembroke Pines. Hello, Sonny. Where's my challah bread? And my soup isn't hot enough, Sonny. Go back and make it hotter.
That was really a trauma for you, wasn't it?
Yes. And the worst was, oh my, we were days away from having a hurricane pass through, and all the blah, blah, blah. They come in, hawking a chinook with their goshamish bucha at the table, waiting for their challah bread and matzo ball soup. Are you ready for the hurricane? There's a hurricane coming our way, Sonny. Quick, bag me up something I can take home for free. I'm going to run out of Equal during the hurricane, so I'm just going to shove 40 or 50 of these little blue packets into my place. Okay, Sonny? Look the other way for a minute, which I'll leave you a dollar tip on the table if you just do that for me, okay? Now go warm up my soup, and don't spill it. My matzo ball isn't big enough. Get me another one. Oh, God, did that. That was the one Crawdad reference.
Oh, that's good, dude.
This is Branch Close?
Yes.
Greg Goodale.
To what do we owe the honor of your call?
Key lime pie. That's the only reason.
Smart man.
That's the only reason. You know, I listen every day, but I never call. I just kind of sit back and, you know, listen to the other callers and live through them vicariously. What? And I just turned on the radio and key lime pie again. I went, oh my gosh, I missed that last time. Yeah. Can I put an order in now?
Sure.
I want five.
Five?
Wow.
Yeah. See, here's the deal. We freeze them. They're awesome frozen.
Yeah, they are.
Man, you freeze them, they'll last forever.
Yes.
Oh, man. Yes. Absolutely.
When would you like delivery of these, sir?
Hey, you tell me when. I'm game whenever.
Where do you live at? Close to, at least.
They're worth the wait. I live in East Montgomery. I can hook up with you. You just let me know when. I'd like to have you come over anyway, so have a cup of coffee or something.
That'd be cool. Aww. I'd love to do that.
Man, you let me know. I'd invite you for a beer, but I know you don't do beer, so I love coffee too, so that's fine.
Diet Coke, understand something. You can have a beer, because...
I'll drink coffee. I like coffee too. My wife's...
No, wait, here's the straight scoop, Branch. You probably know this based on what you do for a living. You know you help people. Yep. You're not really sober. If somebody else is having a drink and you are so shaky, you are not sober. Because it's not about them, it's about you and what you can and can't do. And I have long passed that point where, we're at Baumhauer's every Wednesday night.
Right.
There's a long bar with hundreds of alcohol choices. In fact, that was the last place I saw you was at Baumhauer's.
That's right, exactly. In fact, I just left there. I had some buddies of mine meet me up there.
Cool.
Had a client of mine coming in town. We met. And so we love Baumhauer's. We really do. So, yeah. It's great food and great employees. Yeah, really nice place. So,
well, we'll get this order together for you quickly and probably by Monday or Tuesday.
Awesome. Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas to everybody.
Same to you and your family. Yeah. Thank you, Branch.
Bye, guys. Think the world of y'all. I appreciate you.
Likewise.
Thank you, man.
There is one of the good guys.
That's awesome, man. Montgomery.
It is 519. We have traffic. And we've got Dr. Sigmund Azebo coming up. 2729-228.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic. Boy, a very busy Friday in Montgomery. We've still got a lot of traffic on I-85 and 65 through downtown Montgomery. Very busy still on the Boulevard. Our most congested areas right now, Northeast Boulevard, Wears Ferry Road up to Highway 231. And at Norman Bridge Road and East South Boulevard, a lot of cars heading out that way, taking the right and left onto 331 to scoot out of town. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery, and Taylor Road is very busy as well. Buckle up, drive carefully. A lot of cars on the road. Be safe out there, and we'll keep you updated if anything happens to slow you down. Accidents happen. Go where the insurance companies go. Chico's Auto Pros on the Atlanta Highway. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss Brubaker's holiday service special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, and wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at brubaker.com.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. That storm system that brought showers to the state today will be exiting quickly. And behind it, mostly cloudy, cooler tonight, breezy, overnight low temperature down to about 37. Not a bad weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Fairly comfortable for December with a high temperature up to about 59. Sunday, I think, will be in the upper 50s as well. Can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere in the area on Sunday as a cool front approaches. I think next week is storm-free. We'll be back to freezing temperatures by Tuesday and Wednesday morning, but not the 20s, and warming later in the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
I've spent more time at home lately, and I've noticed some things. The ceiling fan in my bedroom is ugly and loud. My gutters need cleaning. I have a loose fence post. My kitchen faucet's leaking. My dryer lint thingy needs a deep cleaning, and the wood trim on my house is clearly rotted. None of which I wish to fix myself. I called Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599. Mr. Handyman can help with all my home improvement projects. On time. Done right. Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Thank you for calling. This is Sylvia. Who am I speaking with?
This is Dr. Sidiman Azibo. I need to get a truck from you.
And from what city and state would you be picking that up?
I'm coming from the Birmingham because I'm tired of everything in Alabama. Do you ever come to the Birmingham, ma'am?
I've never been to Alabama.
I'm sick of this.
All right, and in what city and state will you be dropping off that equipment?
I'm going from the Birmingham, Alabama to Nasaka, Nigeria.
So you want to take a U-Haul from Birmingham to Nigeria?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think that's possible. How are you going to get
it? I have my money. I have money.
But how are you going to take a truck across the ocean?
There's freeway. On the map I have.
There's a freeway?
Yes, ma'am.
What freeway is that?
Miami, Nigeria freeway. It comes down across from Cuba, and then you stop for gas in Jamaica because that is the last gas station before you go across to Africa.
We don't run our trucks out internationally, though. I can't do that for you.
I will bring you back truck.
I understand that, but U-Haul doesn't rent the trucks internationally like
We are leaving, and can I speak, manager, please?
Sure.
Good. U-Haul trainer, but you don't have a hitch on your car.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Yes, what is the question now?
Hello, yeah, are you supervisor?
I am.
Good, this is Dr. City Manager Zibo. And I talked to your very, very rude employee man about I need to rent truck to leave from the Birmingham, Alabama. And I go back home to the Nasaka, Nigeria.
Okay, we don't let any trucks out of the States except to Canada because we have a contract there. We don't let them go to Mexico, anywhere else except the United States. We don't even allow trucks to go from the States to Hawaii.
Is that because you do not trust the Nigerians, sir?
Sir, I have nothing else to say. I understand. I cut on the call, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go now.
Sir, just let me explain.
I'm going to go ahead and let you go now.
I tried to explain to you, but did you all...
Okay, I'm going to let you go. We don't allow our trucks out of the States.
Explain. Please let me explain, sir, because my sons, they're me and my wife. My wife is an American wife, Susie. And the Americans, they make fun of my boys, and that's why I take them home, so they can get better education and get a good job.
Okay, but we still don't allow our trucks to go out of the States.
There's freeway from Miami that goes to the next city.
You have a good day.
I stop for gas in Jamaica.
Bye-bye.
Come to Jamaica and feel all right. One heart, one love.
You must have a lot of time on your hands.
Come to Jamaica and...
All right, our next long-distance dedication here with Casey Kasem goes all the way out to a girl in Los Angeles, California, who is hurting today and wanted to hear this.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Gynecological and Psychiatric Center for Women, keeping women feeling and acting right since 1980-something. Your call is very important to us. We estimate that your wait time is going to be a while. I must advise you that your call may be monitored for quality insurance purposes. If you was toe up on your last visit and cannot remember your doctor name, or if you is a first-time patient, please press 0 and we will play a list of names of our verifying physicians. For our man-hating patients, we have Dr. Julie, who is a lovely alternative to the men. If this is an emergency, perhaps you have run out of your anxiety medication, or you have suffered an acute and sudden vagical fallout which has left you confused and laid out. Please press 1 and ask for Gail Fallopia, RN, from our emergency department. She will help you get yourself together in time for your appointment. If you have discovered that you are able to nurse your baby simply by standing next to his crib and leaning forward, please press 2. Chances are very good that you need to speak with someone in our mammary gravitational pull department. If you have recently received the results of your annual examination and there was not a happy face wrote on your postcard, please press 3 to make an appointment, as there is a good chance that you may have a potential suit. This is not a reference to a lawsuit, neither. Suit is an acronym for something up in there, which is what you might be suffering from at the present time. Something up in there was the number one cause of death in women between the ages of 18 and 80 last year, so it would be best to verify if you have suit. If you are feeling particularly irritable today, please, Lord, do everybody a favor, and for God's sake, and please press 4 for directions to our PMS waiting room. There you will find a bowl full of chocolate and a cooler full of Diet Dr. Pepper. For your enjoyment, the Lifetime Channel will be playing back-to-back reruns of The Nanny and The Golden Girls all day, with a break in between for the Montel Williams Christmas special. We are sorry, but due to the incident with Mrs. Von Keefe and the pharmaceutical rep, we will no longer be featuring Fatal Attraction on our big screen. As a matter of fact, we will not show any films whatsoever featuring Miss Glenn Close, as it causes some of our ladies to experience flashbacks. Please remain seated. Someone will come for your arbitrarily angry ass when it is time for your appointment.
Bite me!
Please know that our doctors and staff wear the traditional green scrubs as a reminder to you that your cash dollars will be due at the end of your visit with us today. We hope you enjoy your experience with us, and please leave your comics at the desk after you have paid your bill. And have a blessed day.
We wish you the same. Have a blessed day. I'm about burnt out on post-election traumatic disorder today.
Thank you. You want to hear something?
Mm.
Peacock. I know you're not a big fan of that crap. The app, the NBC TV show app. It's free, but they've added 10 Bond movies. And beginning with From Russia with Love all the way till The World Is Not Enough. And you can watch them all for free. If you want some Bond.
I think I've seen all of them 3 or 4 times.
Hey, man.
And they run them on Turner Classic. And then when Sean Connery passed away, somebody had a big festival, Nonstop Bond. I mean, that's nice. What else they got on your Peacock?
I don't know. I saw that, and I've been scanning through. They have some okay movies. They got a show called Mr. Mercedes. It was a Stephen King book I've been watching.
It is so confusing between everybody said, disconnect. You know, get the Roku and do that. But what about the channels? Where do I get Smithsonian?
You can get it on there. You have to pay $5.99 a month, and you can get everything that's on Smithsonian is there at your fingertips.
But if there's like half a dozen channels that you want access to and you're paying $5.99 a month, aren't you running up a tab that's just like the one you have now? I don't see where you're saving money. My cable bill is the size of a car payment.
You need to get rid of that, man, because you'll only keep what you use. You'll keep Smithsonian and maybe Hulu or something like that, and then that's basically it. And then all you're doing is an internet and like maybe $15 for the show. You know what I'm saying? It's better. Hey.
It's making me confused and dizzy. All I know is that that payment, that monthly payment, must come down.
Here I come to save the day. That means that Mighty Mouse is on the way.
Hello, Mighty Mouse.
Hey. Yeah, I was wondering, since it's National Cookie Day, if you could possibly play Weird Al's ode to the Oreo called The White Stuff.
The White Stuff?
Uh-huh.
Ah.
To take off of the rice stuff.
Yeah. Isn't that a, what is it, New Kids on the Block?
I've never heard that.
I think it's a New Kids on the Block thing.
A parody.
Yeah. It's a parody of the rice stuff. But yeah, it's about Oreos. It's Weird Al.
Right.
About the white stuff.
It tastes good.
You can possibly slide it in.
Hang on. I'm interested in this request. Okay, I found it, and we'll play that coming up. There all it right. is. It's got an Oreo cookie, first thing you see.
Sweet. Yeah.
All right, man, thanks.
All right, man, thanks.
Appreciate it. At 5:33, we're going to check traffic. We will check this out. Do we have anybody else to request who's waiting? By the way, Janice, we hope you heal up fast from that nasty little accident.
Ruby.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, a lot of cars on the road in Montgomery right now, and it's a typical Friday afternoon. We've got a boulevard stacked full with congestion at all the major intersections. Outbound from downtown, a lot of congestion. Madison Avenue, Atlanta Highway, Norman Bridge, South Decatur, Fairview Avenue. We've got very heavy traffic on I-65 and 85, but it's moving good through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. No new accidents to tell you about at the moment. From a simple patient transport to life and death situations, Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chase.
Season's greetings from Brubaker Motors, wishing you safe travels this holiday season. Buckle up from Brubaker. It's better at Brubaker. .com.
We're talking with David Gray at Gray's Tire and Auto. And David, your team goes above and beyond when it comes to auto repair.
We take pictures of the repair before and after, so you actually see what we're doing.
And how about that warranty and free roadside service with all repairs?
Any repair that we do, we have a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty. Not only that, if you spend $25 at any store, you get free roadside assistance for up to a year, twice.
Visit GraysTireCenter.com.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios in Montgomery, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 2 years now, and I can't say enough good things about the folks here at Blue Water. It's outstanding. We've been in business for many, many years, and without a doubt, Blue Water Broadcasting Radio has absolutely been our best mode of advertising. I highly recommend it to any business owner that wants to grow their business.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. A state lawmaker wants to remove a Confederate flag from Alabama's coat of arms. State Representative Laura Hall has pre-filed three bills aimed at eliminating symbols and language associated with the Confederacy. The legislative session begins February 2nd. Montgomery police have launched a death investigation after a man was found dead in downtown Thursday evening. Police responded to the 100 block of South Perry Street, where they found the body of 38-year-old Christopher Woodard of Millbrook. MPD says an autopsy is being done to determine his cause of death. Statewide COVID-19 hospitalizations continue to increase. They are now up to more than 1,800. State health officials say confirmed cases have now topped 215,000. More than 35,000 of those cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. More than 3,000 people have died from COVID-19 statewide. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. That storm system that brought showers to the state today will be exiting quickly. And behind it, mostly cloudy, cooler tonight, breezy, overnight low temperature down to about 37. Not a bad weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Fairly comfortable for December with a high temperature up to about 59. Sunday, I think, will be in the upper 50s as well. Can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere in the area on Sunday as a cool front approaches. I think next week is storm-free. We'll be back to freezing temperatures by Tuesday and Wednesday morning, but not the 20s, and warming later in the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Big news this morning. Lady Gaga Oreos coming to a food outlet near you. It costs plus 10%, no doubt. With positive messages embedded in the cookie.
Cookies, a sweet and crunchy food, sweet and crunchy food, chocolate wafers, and a cream filling. I am here to satisfy everyone's sweet tooth. Famous Amos Chips Ahoy, eat my cookies and enjoy. Chocolate snack, tiny and round, you'll scarf from down. Cookies and cream, cookies and cream.
For the pink package for these Lady Gaga Oreos on my Facebook. I'm not making this up. It's legitimate. That's coming up. And we ironically just got a call for this. The white stuff, which is all about, I guess, the Oreo filling.
Yeah.
A Weird Al song.
Baby, it's the most delicious thing I know. I've had
go back to Georgia because we can play this. Hey, what happened to it? I need Dan on the Belmonts here. I sold him a car once.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, you're such a rock star.
Now that I love a girl and a ruby is her name. Hear me talking now. This girl don't love me, but I love her just the same. What I say, whoa.
It's an interesting thing. I was the marketing director for Lexus dealer for about 2.5 years. And one of the sales guys came up to me and said, you know who that is over there? I said, who's that? Dion. As in Dion from Dion and the Belmonts, the guy who wrote The Wanderer and had a lot of
Oh,
bands.
Okay.
Yeah. So I went over and said hello and thank you for shopping with Jay and Lexus.
Before his time.
Sorry, I'm so amazed by that.
So, yeah, no, it very, very down to earth. It went through the teen idol thing, like a lot of them did, you know, where they literally gave up their lives because they were so popular that being out in public was literally dangerous for them. But there he was, I don't know how old he was then, maybe in his 60s or something like that. And it was when he talked about it, it's like that's another lifetime. And Dion also ultimately coped with his issues by drinking.
Ooh.
And he went public when he went sober. And I heard him speak at some of those special meetings we attend to stay sober. And he got into, you know, how he started believing his own press clippings and, you know, it's a disease of more. Like, if I feel this good with this much, imagine how good I'll feel with this much more. Mm. And then you do more. But then that doesn't get the job done, and you do more after that, and before you know it, there's no such thing as enough.
It's the potato chip thing, man. It's like Lay's. You can't just have one.
Yes, but nobody's ever gotten thrown in jail for DUL, driving under the influence of Lay's.
Eddie.
No. You know, this is the thing that scares me with the vaccine. You got to get a card. You're going to have both of your vaccinations marked on this card. And then I suppose if you want to go places, you got to show that you've been inoculated. What, how far does this go? Because I heard talk, there were people in Obama's administration that, you know, they wanted to analyze your body mass index. And if you were over a certain number, you wouldn't be able to buy cookies at the store and stuff like that.
Please.
Seriously. No, that's where the socialists want to take it. This is their utopia. And if you think I'm kidding, vote those two in next door, Warlock and the other one, ass off. Those two, put them in the Senate and see how fast it gets crazier than ever in this country. It'll be at warp speed. We won't be able to keep up with it. Look, we're having trouble keeping up with it now.
So if your BMI is too much, you don't get cookies. But if it's too little, you get all the cookies.
Yeah, so then you start making black market deals with skinny people.
Yeah!
Give me your cookies.
Uh-huh. You want some cookies,
and
man?
Then before you know it, you're paying $30 for a sleeve of Oreos.
I got double stuff.
Crazy man.
Living on the edge. Crazy. And they got positive notes on them.
Well, those are the Gaga cookies. Let's be real clear about it.
I'm glad to hear that somebody's doing something positive, okay? Even though it's her in her meat suit.
Yeah. I was so impressed by that. Let's talk about certified pre-owned Nissans at Jack Ingram Nissan. And boy, do they have a great selection. Such a fine car. I'm on my second Rogue. I believe if the next car in my life will be another Rogue, I'll upgrade. They're so, what they do at Jack Ingram is better than anybody. You get into a comfortable price range, and then when you're ready for a newer model, they work it out so your payment stays the same, but you're driving a more updated version of the vehicle. They've done that for me, not just with my car, but with two others as well. We're six-time buyers at Jack Ingram. They've got some 2020s. A Nissan Altima 2.5 with only 7,000 miles on it. Low mileage, let's see, on these certified pre-owned, 5,926 miles on another Altima they have available, a 2020 right now, 5,941. These are usually vehicles that come out of short-term corporate leases, so they are just like brand new. You still have all that original warranty mileage left, and somebody else has paid the depreciation. So get in while the getting's good at Jack Ingram Nissan. Pick a car out. They'll bring it to your home or business, freshly sanitized for a test drive. All the paperwork can be handled by email. Documents delivered to your door. Think about it. You know why? Because it's time to love what you drive. And it's very easy to fall in love with a Jack Ingram Nissan.
These days, it's okay to do some things halfway, like wearing your pajama bottoms on a work call. But managing your prescriptions shouldn't be one of them. That's why CVS has a proprietary search tool to find ways that may help lower your prescription costs and will deliver them for free. No wonder CVS customers are better than most at staying on prescriptions, which tends to make you healthier. Come in or call today and get a free prescription savings review at CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Delivery restrictions apply. Visit CVS.com for details.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's Christmas time at the office party. We'll get drunk and do annoying things.
I grabbed the boss's wife by the ass and had myself a fling.
We'll goose a friend and tell the manager, piss him off and send him on his way. And have a toast to laugh at his anger.
No fear, I'm happy to table dance on Cubicle Square.
She didn't even know she put on a show until next morning. Take a look at that, it's posted on the internet. Merry Christmas to one and all.
Yeah. You're fired!
Oh, and Merry Christmas.
Right back at you there, pal. It's not our office party. It's our happy hour party.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday night at Baumhauer's on the Boulevard. And gosh, Bob and the team down at Aloha Hospitality, which is the parent company of Bob's restaurants, they sent us some great stuff to give away.
Really?
I want to say thanks for everybody who's been there. We have some who are there almost every week, some that come once a month or so. Have you met the cement goddess?
Who?
Dale.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. No, I have not. Okay, well, I'll see you Wednesday.
Yeah. She's a cutie.
She is. And terrific people. This is, you know, like,
everybody's
Izzy,
so
our little
friendly.
Intern.
Yeah.
She was there with her mom and dad.
Mm-hmm. Was she?
Yeah.
Oh, I miss her, man.
As soon as we're out of quarantine... Here in the building, we will have her back in on a couple of Wednesdays with us. But yeah, that makes me feel bad. By the way, Don't forget, we have the Duncan and Son Predictathon for the Alabama-LSU game. Just go to my Facebook page, scroll down to where you see the school logos, and just make a prediction. You could end up with $100 of whatever kind of service you need from Don Duncan, plus a free oil change, tire rotation, safety inspection and brakes, plus they vacuum out your car when it's in at Don Duncan, and you have three places to get that done in Millbrook on Highway 14, serving all of Prattville from that location as well. Downtown at 408 Madison and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan at 551. Okay, there was something else I wanted to go. The issue of Boom is out, and I knew the face on the cover immediately. Dot McDaniel from Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
I need to read it, man. I guess there's probably one downstairs, don't you think?
I don't know if we've gotten our copies or not. By the way, Eastbrook Flea Market is having their open house tomorrow. That's always a big event for them.
Man, I got some of the best incense from over there.
I want to thank Sandy Watson for passing that information along. So Miss Dot is our cover girl on this month's Boom. And she's got a real interest. That's a great story, that place. I mean, yeah, and there's so many. You walk through there. If you've lived a little life, things are going to hit your memory button. And that's always kind of cool.
That's three stories alone, man.
The building itself is so much like the kind of department stores we had when I was a kid. They had a stairwell, usually a three-level of basement, like Sears. That's where they kept all the major appliances and the hot dog stand. Yeah, that was a Saturday afternoon. We're going to Sears, kids. Can we have hot dogs? No. And if you don't stop, I'll give you a haircut before we leave.
Pansy?
Yeah.
Oh, that was the first time I ever heard the pansy one.
Oh, the pansy
stuff? Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah.
You're not a pansy, man.
Pansy was hilarious.
Not after that.
I only wish that I had pictures of me in the outfit, Mr. Hip, right? Hey, I graduated from high school a month ago, and I haven't done jack stuff since I walked out. And my mother just pulled up with a station wagon full of groceries, and I didn't lift a finger to help her.
Ooh, not gentlemanly at all.
I know that.
I'm just
saying. And Mama was not diplomatic about such things.
No, she came back to lock the tailgate of our Plymouth Fury station wagon up. She gave me a look. I only saw that one time. She looked at me and said, "Why don't you get a job, you pansy?"
Oh, that's the fear of God right there. Rosie has the eyes, too.
I did not go back in the house. I walked from where I was standing to the Ford City Mall, about half a mile or so away, and I did not come back until Weebolts hired me to work in their luggage department.
Yes. Takes a little pushing, but we get there.
Yeah.
She made a believer out of you.
Yeah, man.
And till the day she died, man, she felt guilty about that.
Why?
I said, no.
That builds character.
Because I used to tell the story, and we would laugh. We had a lot of laughs over all these moments of trauma. I said, no, you told me what I needed to hear that day.
Yeah.
You should have called me worse. Yeah.
And it was
on a hot summer day, and you're, I'm surprised my mother's arms didn't hang all the way to the ground, because I remember her carrying things into the house.
Hey, always she was a lot more diplomatic than my mom would have been. I'm telling you.
And we'll hear that story on Monday's Happy Hour. As soon as we edit out all the language. One last good word here for a company that Seth knows, because we use their products when we do painting projects at my place, John Lee.
Great paint, man. Every time I pull up, the mailbox and the front door look amazing.
Who was it that sent me the email? They had bought a gallon of John Lee Paint Richards for the interior.
One coat coverage, man.
Somebody, it was great. I'm always glad when somebody goes to a sponsor and buys the product we recommend. Always like to get follow-up, too, because, and this is the funny thing. I don't lie about anything. Exaggerate anything about these products or the customers or the businesses that support the show. Those paints are excellent.
Yeah.
They are worth the money for the result you get and the time that they last. Would you rather save money on paint now and then repaint the whole thing in a year or two because it just faded and looked like crap?
Exactly.
Or do you want that deep finish that almost looks like you could put your finger on it and it would sink in? That's what you want. And that's what you get with the right painting products and the right advice from John Lee Paints. For over four decades on Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. And when you're there, please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here. Wrapping up with traffic at 5:56.
Good afternoon, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. We have a new accident on Taylor Road. This is going to be right near Taylor Circle and East Taylor Dental Associates. Use caution there and watch out for emergency vehicles responding. That is a minor accident. Hopefully they'll get that out of the road quickly. Still very busy around the boulevard. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. Light to mostly moderate traffic. Buckle up, drive carefully, and we will keep you updated on your ride home. Your pet is a part of your family. You want to protect them and keep them in designated areas. Invisible Fence does this better than anybody. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Are you looking to buy someone a new car for Christmas? Brubaker Motors can help. Make this Christmas one they'll never forget. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
From the Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing family to your family, we'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Luke chapter 2, verse 11 states, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." We hope you have a wonderful holiday season with your friends and family, but please remember the reason for the season. We also ask that you remember our men and women overseas who can't be with their loved ones this joyful time of year. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing would also like to thank you for the privilege of serving you this past year and for the opportunity to earn your business in the upcoming year. Whether it's serving your plumbing needs or taking care of your heating and air conditioning system for comfort, savings, and peace of mind in the River Region, call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing at 277-2125 or visit us on the web at www.clarkcomfort.com. And once again, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from our family to yours.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everyone covered on your Christmas list. Blessings has a great selection of Christian books and supplies, including beautiful Bibles, and engraving is free. Blessings is now offering shopping by appointment before or after hours, or you can utilize their curbside pickup option. Come get your Christmas shopping wrapped up at Blessings and even wrapped for free. Blessings, a Christian store at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook or online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner for your business, printing brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and even custom wedding announcements. No job is too big or too small for Laser Copy, whether it be printing or shipping. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages, and they accept returns. Laser Copy can mail all your Christmas packages and deliver them safely. Laser Copy can create custom Christmas cards for your business and family. Visit them at lasercopyinc.com.
Located at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
We win.